what's up? Hello, world, Spotify, and Dash Internet Radio. We are gearing up for episode 93 of the Bloodshot Eyes and Sore Thumbs podcast. Oh, boy. Are we getting ready for this big old week? Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get the intros out of the way nice and early. We are Edgy Stances. Every week we get together to chat gaming and radness. I'm Jacob, Rattle Boy Al, Captain Sparrow. Bird Gang is all here, as always.
That's right. I forgot about that.
We are Bird Gang. Y'all gave me that name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here we have the Eagle.
Hello. What's good? And I thought it was Titmouse, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right.
No. It was not Titmouse.
Okay.
It's not a bird.
You
doesn't
sure?
go with the whole bird gang.
Careful Googling that. Careful.
It's a mouse. It doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. Okay, thanks, Eagle. And then over here we have our third, as always. We have Lara Croft. Lara Croft.
Ooh, okay, all right.
Fine.
I'll accept it.
Not right on the head with that one, but fine.
What?
No.
What? What about Croactive Acne Treatment?
What?
Sure. I'll take that.
Oh, man.
I don't know. What about Crolone sandwiches?
What?
Not that, you know what? You got weeks that you're on and weeks that you're not.
So. Pepperoni?
Good day, listeners. Thank you for joining this, whatever this is right now.
Mayhem.
Is right, listeners. You are a part of this, too. And this appears on social media at Edgy Stances. We have a fantastic Discord server where we chat and pontificate crucial topics such as religion and voting. Nah, just kidding. We talk about gaming.
A lot of Destiny and Red Dead right now.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. A few GIFs or GIFs if you get triggered, whatever. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's going to be a crucial part of our next event that we have coming up. But before we get into that, let me just say to everybody, thanks a lot for listening. Tell a buddy, and ratings and reviews help quite a bit.
You can also tell
real
a stranger.
Quick, a note.
Go ahead.
What's up?
I was going to say you can tell a stranger. They don't have to be your buddy, your friend.
Mm-hmm. Just whisper in strangers' like, hey, ears. Subscribe to Edgy Stances.
Edgy Stances. Hey, I have a knife. Wait, what?
What?
Okay.
Oh.
So a note real quick on before we roll into it on the episodes and some structure and such with the website. We've been battling with this issue, how we're going to tackle it for the past couple weeks, just because of hosting limitations and such with our website. It's going to start kind of ticking away the old episodes on our listener list if you listen through the website, which is probably, you know, honestly a small percentage of listeners out there. So we are sorry. Please look into using podcast catching software, Spotify, we mentioned a bunch of times that we're on there now. You'll still be able to get access to all of our back issues through any kind of service like that, but as far as actually being hosted on that site or listened to through the site, it will not be there.
Yeah, so it's right. Our RSS feed puts out the latest 100 episodes, so now that we've been around for a little while, we're creeping closer and closer to that. So if you're looking for the back catalog, just come to the website. Everything will always be there, but if you're browsing through the older stuff on iTunes or Google Play, some of the first episodes will start to drop off as newer ones are posted. So,
thank you, Eagle. I understand because I realized I said all of that backwards. So listen to Scott. It's, yeah.
Hey, I'll take you to safety. Don't worry. But seriously, and if it's something you guys are having trouble with or want to go back and listen, the website should have everything archived forever. So thanks for hanging with us.
Yep, and we also have our Edgy Stances live action theater art piece division here, our new venture. So if you're particularly looking for an old episode, you can commission us to perform it again for you personally.
I wasn't notified of this edition. I'm a little bit worried.
This is also a notification.
Line.
To you. Actually, you don't have to be notified because we're actually having people acting as us, standing in for us.
Okay.
And just reading from the transcript.
I hope you got Jake Gyllenhaal for me because that's the most fitting person.
I wish we had all the time in the world so I could ask you about that. But let's go ahead and talk about this big old week that we got. Oh, yes, you are. Big, big week. And we there's a lot that's going down that has gone down over this past one that we've just had and upcoming this one, if you're listening. This is the week we're talking about. We got Smash, the latest Ultimate Smash Brothers coming out this Thursday. Is it Thursday?
The 7th, so yeah.
Friday. We got Just Cause 4.
Whoa! We gotta hurry up and get this podcast over so I can play that.
That is true. On the day that you're listening to this, it will most likely be out, but for everyone that had bought it early, they actually get access at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
Woo!
P.M. Eastern Standard Time on a Monday.
Man.
Eagle. What are you most looking forward to with this one?
I don't know, man. So I'm fairly new to the series. Just Cause 3 was my first Just Cause. Just Cause. So Just Cause. I played through that, fell in love with it. Like, it's the perfect game for someone like me. Just an open world to play around in, just big sandboxy stuff. So I went back and played 2. 2 was great. You know, it was a little bit dated, from the 360 era. But, like, the world was still really cool and imaginative. So, like, they've earned a lifelong customer in me just to, like, play around with their physics engine and mess up this, handcrafted world. Like, I just can't wait to blow something up today. Like, real talk.
Grapple guns.
And wingsuits. Every game needs a wingsuit.
Every one of them. Every single one. Are you looking forward to Just Cause 4 at all, Crow?
I haven't
said Just Crows because my brain's weird.
I haven't played any Just Cause, but I mean, it definitely does look like something I'd be into. I want to see how this one kind of goes. I'm interested. I haven't pre-ordered it though.
It's one of those like games that has that great feeling of like you're super powerful even from the first tutorial mission. You know, you can just bring down a city, you know, like single-handedly. It's cool, like, and just like the way that you can mess with the physics and basically just fly forever with your grapple guns and wingsuits and parachutes. Like, it's just a cool setup.
Was it?
Yeah, they just let it all hang out.
Was it Just Cause 3 where I've seen people just like strapping little like rocket boosters to things and just like sending them off?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, they stick really good to cows.
Yeah, yeah, it's silly.
I used to like grappling the helicopters to buildings.
Yeah,
and other structures and watch them get just flung around.
Yeah, I mean it is a playpen, for a third person action game with tons of explosives.
Yeah, so. When we were mentioning earlier about the whole 100 episode thing, Eagle's right, we've been around for a little bit. Coming up on a bunch of anniversaries here, and not anniversaries, but I guess milestones. Coming up very soon on our 100th episode. We're coming up very soon on the end of season 2.
Ooh.
Also coming up very soon on the edgies. I know we brought it up a couple episodes in a row here, but now it's time to get serious.
Boys, I'm so excited.
Yeah?
I am.
I'm pretty excited too, man. I'm pretty excited too. Let me get a couple things out of the way here. We're going to be throwing a handful of Discord server awards that we're going to be chatting up for the next couple weeks until we come to a consensus before we record the edgy ones. You all want to hear what I have?
Hit me.
So far we have the best facial hair, a returning Ooh, award. Best facial hair. Video game of 2018.
Man, I am tied for 2 choices right now, but I'm going to save the content for later.
Lara Croft and Aloy. We have whoever used the word boy best. Mm. And that's right now we have 2 guys. We have Kratos and Arthur Morgan.
Mm.
You're right, boy.
Boy.
And then we have the best musical theme. Musical theme, not all out soundtrack, just best jingle of 2018.
All right.
Best jingle. What was the idea that Crow just had before we started recording? What was it? It's already left my mind.
What?
The Forsaken add-on for Destiny 2. Or was it? Oh, no, no.
Yeah, that's Eagle.
That's
good.
It's top-notch. It's real good.
That's some good stuff. Let me see. Yeah, I remember our big award show last year. There was I actually have a couple notes on if you want to go down the old trying to think of something that's like a memory lane but for gamers. Backwards compatibility lane. If you want to go down the old hard drive storage lane, we can check it out. Let me see. As Eagle pointed out to me before the show, I don't have written down what we had as far as like overall awards, because we all did them, our personal awards, right? Mm-hmm. So I have my list here. So I have for best new IP, I have Cuphead.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Totally. I had The Surge.
Mm-hmm. The Surge was good. Let me see. We have best mechanic. Best game mechanic. It looks like we have some choices here. We chose between Nier Automata, and that's switching of the genres of games. And the runner-up is shooting armor in Horizon. I can't read these notes. What's my deal? Seamless multiplayer of Ghost Recon, shooting off the armor in Horizon Zero Dawn, and the 2.0 weapon kills in The Surge.
Yeah. Cappy from Mario Odyssey, I think, was in there.
Yeah.
I have saddest moment of 2017 when you find out that Fëanor's egg means nothing.
So I have a tie between two, which is second place in PUBG and Mass Effect Andromeda as a whole.
As a whole, indeed. Oh, hey, this was a really good category we need to bring back for this year. Best game with gold.
Ooh.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, or best like free game with service over the course of the year. We definitely need to look at that. Oh, and I have the category, the people that were involved for best facial hair of last year, and that was a Slave Knight Gale, the fourth victim of the sexy brutale.
It's a pretty rowdy goatee he had.
I wrote he's got an all-out metal Bob Seger Chewbacca thing going on. So yeah, he's a strong contender.
Mm.
Strong, strong contender. Okay, boys, what did we get into this week? What did we see?
Obsidian has a tease going right now. So we had some news around Obsidian and In Exile getting purchased by Microsoft officially last week or a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been long, but they've already said that they're announcing their new game at the Game Awards this week. And if you go to their website, they have a little teaser up. So it looks, you know, the teaser is very pixelated, and it's very sci-fi, like laser gun and space stuff. What do you guys think? Excited or?
I can't wait to see. Like, this is pretty quick after this purchase that they're already dropping something.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, maybe obviously it's not going to be released, but I guess they're already saying they're getting to work, at the very least. Yeah. We've been needing some sci-fi. I haven't been getting into all this cowboys and snow very much lately. So I want to see some new sci-fi IPs come out.
And I mean, at the Game Awards, they said they're going to be announcing like over 10 new games, right?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty packed, according to Jeff Keighley and company. Yeah, I think 10 or 12 games are said they're announcing, and most of them haven't been seen before. So, like, you know, full-on announcements. Do you think they'll release anything that night?
Like a game release then and there?
Yeah, like an announcement and a release, you know, at the
same
time.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it last year with Fortnite? They're like, it's going live now? Like, as they were talking? Am I getting my events lined up right?
I remember that happening. Was that the Game Awards though? I don't remember.
Fortnite did something. I can't remember what they did.
Was it the 50v50?
Oh, that, yeah. I think that might have been it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, maybe something small like that. I don't think a full blown game. I've seen people in the rumor mill saying that possibly Death Stranding might get a launch window. That would be cool.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Other than
whatever happened to this Bethesda Elder Scrolls mobile title?
So recently that got delayed to 2019.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I remember the whole sign up for the beta. All that. Okay, so yeah, Obsidian, they're getting to work right away. The Game Awards, you're going to be able to see that. That's this Thursday, yet another thing to stack onto the inbox for this week. Man, it's starting to get stuffy.
Oh,
a lot of stuff going on.
Another thing kind of tied with the Game Awards. So we're not having PSX this year. You know, the PlayStation Experience is nowhere to be found.
Unfortunately.
But if you're familiar with Greg Miller and the Kinda Funny Gang, they are doing a stream on Saturday, I believe, in which they've invited a whole bunch of indies and smaller developers to talk about their games, and I believe they're having 6 games released, like, in that hour window. Greg was out on Twitter saying that he wanted to kind of fill the hole that PlayStation Experience was for, you know, fan-loved games and smaller devs that, you know, won't get the showcase at Game Awards or E3. So I just wanted to shout that out because I think that's really cool, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, for sure. That is a really big deal for them.
Yeah. I want some Oxenfree 2. Let's go.
I'm going to miss the PlayStation Experience, though. This is one of my favorite ones. So, yeah, that will be December 8th, then, if that's Saturday. I'm getting that right. Again, the Game Awards are the 6th. I can't wait. I hope I can see them live. I think I'll probably be having to catch a restream. So, it's the beginning of the month, and we know that both PS4 and Xbox One, for the paid services, they have free titles for members, either if you're PS Plus or Games with Gold. Crow, what do you have for us? You got those titles all put together on there, right?
Yeah. So, Xbox yep. One, it looks like Cube 2. I'm not familiar with that one. Weren't you saying it's like a Portal-like eagle?
Kind of. You know, I haven't jumped in just yet. I just downloaded it yesterday. But from watching the trailer and some videos of it, it looks, you know, like kind of Portal-like, you know, first-person puzzle room style, except I think you're making cubes, you know.
This looks crazy.
But
with a Q.
You're crazy. But it looks neat, you know. I'll reserve judgment until I've played it, but it looks cool.
Yeah. Jacob, are you interested? Because you're a little portal boy.
Yeah, I'm a little portally boy. I'm definitely going to be checking this out. I'm actually looking at the images as he's talking about it.
All right.
And still laughing at Quasi. But yeah, Cube 2 is for... that's Xbox, yeah? We're talking Xbox?
Yeah,
right now?
Xbox. Yeah.
Games with Gold. Gotcha.
Then we have Never Alone and Race the Sun. And Eagle, you played Race the Sun this week, didn't you?
I did. I spent a little bit of time with it. It's kind of a weird thing.
Are you a manta ray?
Kind of.
On its path against the sun?
Yeah, so you guys remember those old games?
You have to beat it somewhere?
I remember playing them when I was a kid, like in school, on the like classroom computer. You're like a ship flying straight. You can turn left or right, and you're just avoiding a whole bunch of triangles. Does that, you know, sound familiar?
Ish, yeah.
Like
for
a
sure.
Temple Run kind of game?
Yeah, kind of. You know, you can't control your speed or anything. You're just going forward at breakneck speeds, and, like, you're gonna die. It's just how far can you make it, like high score runs.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, kind of like that. It's got some neat twists. You know, you get some power-ups. And probably the coolest thing about it is I believe it's every 24 hours. The whole, like, world that you're playing in resets and procedurally generates, like, another set of stages. So, you know, like, if you, Jacob, and I all played today and, like, set our high scores or whatever, 24 hours later, the whole boards would reset so we could, you know, go in again and see if we could do better or worse.
So wait, you can almost, like, memorize the, like, the board?
Totally. Huh. I guess kind of part of it, You know, it's extremely difficult to start, but then you're like, all right, so if I go to the right a little bit, it's a little easier, and there's some power-ups in the middle I can pick up, you know, and kind of get the feel for it. But the next day, it's all shifted around and rearranged and different obstacles. Hmm. It's pretty neat.
Would it be the same for all three of us, even though it's shifted around from what we all played the day previous?
Yeah, if I understand it correctly, the whole world plays the same level each day.
Hmm, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and there's like leaderboards and stuff, you know, to kind of keep track of your progress and, you know, your upgrades to your ship and abilities, like roll through to the next day and stuff like that. So, you know, once you play a little bit and get some stuff unlocked, you'll be able to get further and further into levels. And, dude, it gets rowdy in there.
Sun racing?
Yeah, racing sun. Well, like, that's the other hook of it is there's, like, the sun is, like, you're like a solar-powered ship, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is setting. So, there are these power-ups that you pick up and basically reverse the sunset, so the sun will start to rise again. If you're flying towards, like, let's say it's a big skyscraper and it's blocking out the sun and you're in the shade, you need to move to get back into the sunlight to, like, power your ship back up. So, you know, it's that risk-reward of, well, the better path is in the shade, but can I make it through, you know, with the power that I have?
Yeah. You know,
or should I dodge into the more hairy obstacles, but there's sunlight there?
Hmm.
Oh, it's neat. It looks like a mobile game port. You know, like,
yeah,
it's not super sophisticated. But I lost a couple hours the other night playing it. You know, just, it was pretty neat. They have a good little, like, upgrade system to kind of always keep something in front of you.
All right. But on from that, do you guys know what Never Alone is? I don't know this game at all.
I don't.
I have heard of it.
You have?
I have not played it. It's the one with the wolf and the boy in the parka on the cover, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe I have, like, the white wolf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and it's has really cutesy animation.
Mm, yeah, I don't know.
I never played it.
I might have to check that one out.
I believe it came out, I don't know, a couple of years ago?
2014, November 18th.
Yeah.
So those were all Xbox One, but on the 360, they're giving away Dragon Age 2, which I thought that was pretty cool. That's a big game, right?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't its time.
Yeah.
This is the backwards compatibility section, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, these are 360. And then Mercenaries Playground of Destruction.
I remember that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you played it?
Yeah, it was just, very, very briefly. Yeah. At Buddy's house. That was years ago, man.
Man, Playground of Destruction. Now I want to go play Just Cause again. Let's go.
What, you have an hour and a half. And you'll be in there, buddy.
Man.
Yeah. You so really excited. Need to be patient.
And then,
what do we have for Sony users?
Say what?
What games do we have for Sony users?
Yeah, so on the PSN, it looks like we have Soma, which I don't know what that is. The one I'm excited to play, because I know Eagles talked about a lot, and it does look fun, is Onrush.
Oh, man. It's so good. It's weird, but it's good.
It's really pushing to get out there.
Yeah, because like
made it on Xbox. It was a Games with Gold, right? And now it's on Game Pass, and now it's a PS Plus free title.
It wasn't on Games with Gold. It came to Game Pass shortly after it was released, because I believe the studio shut or like went through major layoffs. I guess the game didn't do very well sales wise. But hopefully, you know, getting on Game Pass and, you know, this PS4 deal, like, might breathe some life into it. It's a fun game.
Yeah, because like you talk really highly of it, and like watching the gameplay, I mean, it does look fun.
Yeah. And a note on Soma, it I do remember when that one came out, it was it's supposed to be kind of like a messed up survival horror game.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that what you still call something, like, yeah, I guess you would call something sci-fi survival horror too, like Dead Space. Or whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
It's, you know, like survival horror, but in like kind of a futury type of environment.
But, Soma sounds like the name of a rogue AI.
Soma?
She's at it again.
I think that means sleep, something like that.
I don't know. Are you getting sleepy?
No. No, dude, I'm excited for Just Cause 4.
Woo!
And then this last one, I don't know what this game is at all. I've never heard of this. Iconoclasts?
There you go. Nailed it, big guy.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is a side-scrolling, kind of like Metroidvania-style game. I've heard it was pretty good. The guys from Game Informer recently were saying it's got like one of the best twists in games this year, like at the ending and stuff. So,
really?
Like, that intrigued me alone. So, I want to check it out.
Gaming twist.
What a
twist. So, this week, boys, my father bought an Xbox One X.
Oh.
There you go. Right?
Yeah, he's got Well, I don't know. He bought Battlefield 5 and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Games to start out with.
Those are some complicated ones to start with. I just remember he was texting me, he sent me a couple pictures of it. I'm like, whoa, man, that's pretty cool. Battlefield 5's garbage. That's pretty much that's what I sent him back. But man, I don't remember the. I think he bought an original Xbox. I remember he was having a good time with Silent Hill 4: The Room. Y'all remember that title?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a neat game. Those games are scary. But yeah, Battlefield 5, I don't know how he's going to handle that. He was telling me he's not really into shooters, but
well,
went and bought the shooter.
he's just out there poning noobs on the battlefield.
I guess so.
So are you going to get on Red Dead Online with him and lasso some bad kids? Or
I don't know. I haven't even tried Red Dead Online yet. I heard it was a little shaky.
A little janky, yeah.
Just a little bit, huh?
Hey, Jacob, you should see if you can get him to maybe give us a review of each one.
Oh, that would be golden.
That would be a fantastic idea. That'd be righteous.
I mean, even just have him like just type something up. Or if you want to come on the show.
Give me your thoughts on Battlefield 5.
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about that. Dad, you're good. But, yeah, that's a... Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to be trying out some Red Dead Redemption Online tonight, personally. I haven't had a lot of time this week. It's a busy week at the old ice cream sandwich factory.
No,
you know,
bring your work home with you, please.
You know, getting pressed, getting spread a little thin over a cookie crust, but so to speak. But I actually read a couple. I know that you got to spend a little bit of time with Red Dead Online this week, Eagle. We're gonna get into that in just a second with what we played this week. But I've read a couple things about this game's economy and how much things cost. And I've heard a lot of grumblings from the Discord server itself and various friends that we have as listeners to the show that things are expensive in Valentine.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you play the single-player game, and at the start of the game, money's a big problem. You know, it comes in, you know, small amounts. You know, but as you start to progress through the story, it becomes less and less of an issue. And you know, maybe that's the case in online. You know, we haven't spent too much time with it, but you know, getting started, it seems like the economy is really tilted against you. You know, guns are several hundred dollars. You know, you complete a mission, you might get $3 or $4. You know, it just seems like it's catering towards the people who are going to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt the same exact thing when I started GTA Online. Like money was so hard to come by and things were so insanely expensive. I kind of forgot about that. it's not a good taste to come back to, honestly.
You know, to be honest, my sentiments over Red Dead Online are very similar to how you feel with that. It's like, oh, this was just how Grand Theft Auto Online was, which, you know, isn't a surprise, but I had forgotten at some of the things that I disliked and, you know, some of the other things that I did like a lot about GTA Online.
Well, let's just get into it then. I mean, like, Because we actually played a lot of stuff this week. Let's go on and dive in. I'll throw this out here before you get started, Eagle. Celis loves Red Dead Online. Shout out Celis, mouse and keyboard on console for life. Continue.
Oh, man. Well, you know, to be honest, I would expect someone like Celis to love this. You know, of all my friends, I think Celis likes to troll people the most out of anybody. You know, and
true.
I feel like
a fantastic tracer.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's no lie. And I think that's what Red Dead Online is. It's just like this haven for trolls.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, y'all listening, Eagle looked like or sounded like he was almost at email levels of anger. Ooh. When he hopped into my party after his first session with Red Dead Online.
So I guess to sum it up for me personally, where Red Dead Online is at currently, you know, they say it's a beta and, you know, that they're going to be changing some things around and stuff. But I don't know if there's any, like, incentive to A, stay alive, or B, kill anybody. You know, like, if you kill somebody, you can't rob them, and if you die, mm-hmm. there's no penalty. So, like, you could be standing, you know, in a city, you know, looking at clothes or talking to an NPC, and then just blam, you've been killed by somebody. You know, like, there's some fun to that. You know, like, just like this outlaw mentality, like, you might just get capped at any moment, you know, or lassoed and hogtied and left for someone else to shoot you. But, like, I feel like there needs to be a gameplay system where that's good and bad, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm only an hour in-ish, and I will say that I've ran into probably 7 people, and no one shot me, and I was kind of very confused, and... I didn't trust anyone.
Yeah.
I was just like,
it seems that the griefers have really changed people's opinions as to their first impressions with Red Dead Online this time around. Because a couple of people that I play Overwatch with, they had just gotten out of it a couple evenings ago when we were playing. They were saying they had a great time.
Yeah.
And this was in stark contrast to, again, Eagle just, you know, I don't know, like, what do you do in Red Dead? I started it up, but it just seems like more of the game. Like, I haven't encountered anybody. I'm doing some kind of story thing.
Yeah, there's
just got busted out of a stage coast.
Yeah, there's a slow ramp up to, like, actually cutting you loose on a server. You know, you gotta create a character, which, can we take a moment? I just want to say how bad that system is. Like,
yeah,
you're basically choosing between which kind of rash you want and how many teeth you want missing.
Like, I don't have gray hair. Why can't I change the face of this person but not change the color of my hair?
It's pretty bad. Like, I know it's the Wild West and times are
bleak
rough.
Bleak simulator.
But, like, Arthur Morgan's a handsome looking man. Like, why can't I make a guy that looks like Arthur Morgan?
Boy.
I mean...
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the character creator because I spent way more time than I should have looking for different kinds of options for how I look just to be basically told I can only change how pale I am and how sick I look.
Yeah. I mean, and that was kind of like another thing that I just remember from GTA Online of just how abysmal that character creator was. Wasn't it, you had to, like, choose your parents, and then that would determine what you looked like. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And
that's really funny.
Why? Why do it that way?
That's kind of funny. But, yeah, I got busted out of a stagecoach, and that's kind of where it stood for a second. But I have good reason why, which we will be getting to a little bit, you know, a little bit when we're done with Red Dead.
And then, like, another thing that hit me pretty hard is, like, I don't know if it's just because it's beta or, you know, there's server problems or whatever, but do you feel like the graphics of, like, characters and clothing and stuff are really, like less, like, lower quality than the base game?
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of felt like that was gonna happen to an extent. I don't think it's as bad as, I don't think it's super noticeable. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, dude, my biggest thing that I'm going to complain about so far is it felt like single digit frame rates at multiple points. It was almost unplayable. And I don't know, that's the biggest glaring problem I think they need to fix, because I mean, if you can't even play, I don't know.
Well, can we sneak in a good thing about this? What was something y'all liked?
I liked lassoing someone and hog tying them and just leaving them in the woods.
It's great, isn't it?
You just grab them right up off that horse, huh?
Yeah.
I will say, running up against somebody, you know, just, like, randomly in the forest, and, you know, that kind of unnatural movement that, like, a multiplayer game has, where you see someone kind of, like, skating towards you real fast.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's not an NPC.
And it's like, you draw your gun, and they draw their gun, and it's like, and then nobody shoots. Like, there's some fun tension in that multiplayer world, which, like, is neat, but... like, it's undermined by the fact that there's no risk or reward to it. You know, I think there's, like, fun to be had. And, like, if you're goofing off with your friends, I think it can be really strong.
Yeah. It sounds like there's only risk, because you can be running important missions in this and just have your day ruined, your lunch eaten.
Yeah.
By somebody who logs on who just wants to watch the world burn.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I get it. Like, that's kind of how Grand Theft Auto works. You know, I remember playing with Celis, and he's moving some convoy of money or drugs or something and just gets blown up by somebody else and, like, lost, like, I don't know how much money, but he was visibly hurt on his face. Yeah. Like.
Would you agree with the opinion I've heard voiced that, like, in the case of GTA Online, in that city, there's a lot more to do, so you're not just completely focused on trying to find somebody in the middle of a mission?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Yes.
Because there's a big difference between Red Dead and, you know, I mean, first of all, super duh about it, but I'm just talking about, like, as far as GTA and Red Dead. Red Dead is just a big open space that you're riding to from one place to the next, where GTA, you kind of had just more opportunities being in a city for missions to be posted and things to do.
I mean, yeah, I see your point, but... I don't know. I'm not really going to speak to that because, like I said, I'm only like an hour in. Looking at the map, there seems to be a lot of things to do. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to, like, ride your horse to all these little events. You can just open up your, like, start menu and then just, like, go right into, like, a quick match kind of deal. Did you try any of that, Eagle?
Yeah, I did some a few missions, and then I went into PvP for a few rounds.
How was that?
Boy. Not great.
But before you jump into PvP, like, do you mean like a deathmatch? What kind of modes do we have in this? I know we have this open world. Do they have like a structured deathmatch? And I also heard there's a battle royale.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a few different options. So they've got what they call, I think, small and large. Small is 16 people. Large mm-hmm. is 32 people. So, like, I was in a free-for-all game where it was 16 people all fighting for themselves, and it was like King of the Hill. So the longer you stood in the center, you got points. Kills didn't mm-hmm. matter.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they have a battle royale. It's either everybody has bows or everybody has throwing knives.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little wild. Yeah.
Battle Royale corner, bro.
Mm.
You better be ready.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Okay, so you were saying you jumped into PvP and ugh, and I think that's when I interrupted you.
Well, I think the fundamental problem I have with PvP, like, the map was neat. You know, we were playing in Saint Denis, and, like, it was a neat place to have a fight. But, so, like, that's, what do you call it, sticky aim? Is there a better name for that?
It's like assisted targeting, almost.
Yeah, like aim assist. Like, so if you look at someone and then aim down the sights or, like, hit your aim button, you kind of lock onto them, even mm-hmm. if they're moving. And, like, that ruined PvP for me, because it was basically just who pulled the trigger first in every single encounter.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know.
So like, you get like a lock on with a quick scope?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that I mean, that's how it's always been.
Sure.
Wasn't ever a big fan of PvP and like GT Online either. Just it just doesn't seem right.
How does Deadeye work into all this?
So it works just how Deadeye works in the single player, except for there's no slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just in real time.
Yeah.
So you just get it going and swipe.
Yep, exactly. So you get your little X's on your targets, and then you click the fire button, and you know you'll land all those shots if they don't like move behind cover or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to take the temperature of y'all's reactions to this thus far. Again, I know Brent has said he's not that far into it. I'm not that far into it. They haven't let me off the leash yet. Conceptually, are you into this, man? Eagle? I think you're the only one amongst us that can really like throw down an opinion at the moment.
So I think all in all, I'll sum it up as in I will play this with my friends. You know, like if you guys are on and we're forming up a posse and getting crazy, like,
yeah,
cool, I'm down. You know, but I would do that with Sea of Thieves. I would do that in, you know, Wildlands. I would do that in whatever, you know, just because, you know, we like to party up and play together. So,
yeah,
you know, I think the playground with your friends is cool. You know, other than that, I don't really see myself spending much time there alone.
Is this going to go down in legendary status such as the new GTA Online? Or do you think it's like, if it's popular, it'll be just because it's the latest Rockstar game?
I don't think it's going to dethrone GTA Online. I mean, what they've done with that, constantly updating, adding new crazy things to that, I don't think it's going to go that far. Then again, I don't know, but kind of like what you were saying before, like GTA, there's more that you can kind of do with that, I guess. But yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it still is a beta. So I don't know. I'm definitely going to stick with it. But I don't know.
Yeah. Like I think some of the strength that gave GTA the legs, you know, to keep it around and popular to this day is like the personalization and customization that game gives you.
Yeah.
You know, like, everything down from the clothes you're wearing to your vehicle to your weapons and like everything is yours and how you want it. It allows you to role play and stuff at like, you know, incredible depth. And I don't see Red Dead Online having that, you know, yet. Mm-mm. The customization options are pretty lackluster. And, you know, I can't put cool rims on my horse. So what are we doing here?
Exactly. Well, hopefully Red Dead Online can hold your attention until Shadow the Tomb Raider Online and Just Cause Online both reach their betas. I'm just kidding. That's not happening.
That's mean.
At all. I remember the other Shadow the Tomb Raiders had online aspects. I know the first one, Shadow of the Tomb Raiders, the other Tomb Raider games, at least the first one had that, had like a deathmatch mode. Yeah. But that kind of leads us to our next topic. I haven't got on a whole lot of Red Dead lately because I was trying to knock out this Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I know we talked a lot about it last week, but I'm not the only one. Eagle was able to zip it up, get it all knocked out, and I'm going to take your news. Congrats on the 100%.
Hey, thanks. Yeah.
Completion or achievement?
Completion.
Completion. But I can't imagine it'd be much further to get that for the achievements.
Yeah, there's a couple more that are, like, combat-focused, you know, that I could probably start New Game Plus and knock them out pretty quick.
Yeah. So you basically went through, you found all the documents, you heard the tapes, you've seen the chemtrails,
I've been waterboarded, okay?
You've been waterboarded. And you came to the end of the campaign of Tomb Raiders. So I'll tell you the end of the campaign because I did not 100% it. The end of the campaign happened to me at 65% of the game content.
Oh, man. You got to get back out there.
I don't know if that's neither here nor there, but still, I still haven't put together my thoughts of like the campaign being only 60% of this game.
Yeah. Well, like, you've finished the story, but, you know, taking away those documents and relics and challenge tombs and stuff. I guess before we get into like overall feelings and stuff. Are you at a place where you want to go back and find some more stuff?
I want to go back and I want to do the challenge tombs just because that's Tomb Raider. That's what they put together for you to play in your basic Tomb Raider game is puzzle level platform challenges. So I've wanted to do that. Yeah. I've lost a lot of my steam as far as wanting to go back and get collectibles because I haven't been too impressed. And I know this is your point. I'm not trying to cherry pick your point that you were making when we were talking about it earlier. I too have a little bit of issues with the side missions. Ugh. And I don't feel that doing them like what I would want in a game would be more context to the story, in this case, to go back and play those. I don't really feel they provide that.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you're in this like kind of hamster cage of a game, and you got a wheel here, you got a little Lego fort over there, you got some wood chips, and that's what you got.
That sounds nice.
I know, right? You have a mech that you go fight on a team of six with and try and capture points. You know, hamster life.
Hey, there you go. Get him, Hammond.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you. And, you know, as a grizzled old Shadow of the Tomb Raider veteran that I am, I would, at the bare minimum, recommend doing all the tombs and challenge tombs. You know, I'm with you that the collectibles and stuff like that didn't add too much. You know,
I'm going back and knocking those out for sure, because to me that's part of the price that, you know, I paid for the game. Like that's the content. But like when you said that you knocked it all out, we were going to record, I really wanted to at least get the story and get the gist out of the game out of the way, because I really enjoyed those in these past two. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about it now that we have a little bit more perspective, but this is weird. Eagle and I are pretty much totally opposite on this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to get too much into it before or anything. I wanted to save it for when we were on air. But, buddy, what are you seeing that I'm not? And vice versa. Like, we're usually on the same page with a lot of stuff, so much so that we like to talk about it on tape.
Yeah.
But, like...
I mean, I don't know. I think there might be an aspect of timing, of, like, when I'm playing this game, and, like, the games that I've just finished up. You know, like, spending a lot of time with Red Dead, you know, being a very open, you know, kind of do what you want, go at your own pace style game. And then coming to a game like Tomb Raider that's very, like, point A to point B, you know, with some light exploration, you know.
Yeah.
I think it was, you know, part of it is just, like, a good palate cleanser. Even, like, hey, I just want to have a fun adventure. I don't want to think too hard about it. You know, maybe some puzzles here and there, but... You know.
Oh yeah, I'm right there with you. That's like one of the reasons why I play this game.
Sure.
But you know, there are other things that go with it. It being a busy week, just in personal life, also in, just in general, being a gamer at this very moment. A lot of stuff is coming out. A lot of stuff happening at the same time, and I know that kind of takes. It's like when you have your favorite podcast, but you're going into a busy weekend, and you just know you're not going to have time to hear it or really pay attention to it. But like, you really love it, and it's there. You just can't give it the attention it's due.
Sure.
It's kind of like the vibe, like every time our show pops up in you beautiful listeners' lists. yeah, I just feel like this one, and again, I don't know how to say this because, like, I don't want to insult things and stuff that you like, man, but, like, I feel like they really lost their way or just lost the point.
How dare like, you? Just,
like, yeah, I know. Dead air. Eagle has left the party.
No, I mean... Everybody has a right to their own opinion, even when it's like, wrong. It's fine.
Like, if I can put it into words, which I'm not very good at, even though I'm a podcaster, if I can put my thoughts into words, it would be like, this game feels like an experience with a mall Santa on his fourth hour into his shift, and all he wants is a cigarette.
Oh.
And he just, get on my lap, let me know what you want for Christmas, and let's get it moving. Like, you know, it's like in the movie A Christmas Story, you know, when it's his turn, it's like, get over here! And they're just like, rush it. It's not Scorpion, it's some messed up elf. But like, you see what I'm saying? Like, they're just rushing him through an experience, so you get your turn at this new Tomb Raider experience, almost, and they're just kind of trying to check the boxes with me.
Yeah,
as soon as they can.
I definitely feel you on, like, I'm tired of this formula. And, like, this one kind of pushed it towards the end of it. I was pretty over it, you know, by the time I saw credits.
Go ahead, please. I just talked a ton.
Well, just to say that, Like, I really enjoyed the start of this. And I think the game just overstayed its welcome a little bit. You know, if it was maybe 5 to 10 hours shorter, maybe edited some of the stuff like the side missions and, you know, some of their other attempts to get like open world-y with it, I think it would have been a stronger game. You know, I think there's some merit in them trying like some more of that stuff. I just don't think they stuck the landing on it.
But buddy, your hot take though, your incredibly nice hot take was, wait, it was something, it wasn't this, because I was laughing at the thought if it was this. Like, if it was something like, if the other games weren't there, this would be the best one, and I'm like, well, duh, that's, yeah. Of course, yeah, that would be the case.
It's tough to say, you know, I'm not a wordsmith like your, you know, Santa cigarette story. It's,
oh, don't tease me. I try so hard.
But yeah, like, that's how I feel. I, you know, the first two games are great. This one is definitely in line with those. I just think there wasn't enough of a change between 1, 2, and 3, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And if I hadn't spent, you know, 100+ hours getting through the first two, this would feel a lot better and a lot more unique, obviously.
Yeah. See, so like, I don't know. How am I trying to say this here? It's, I'm just going to stick to my guns. Sorry for the pause there. I'm just going to stick to my guns from last week, where it's not like I'm sick of the formula, because I know I totally vibe with what you're saying as far as a formula. I'm not sick of it. I just think I've built a tolerance to it. I think it's really sound to make these games this way, because this is just the way these games play. But you got to build on that. I'm not saying hide that formula, but just like show up every time you're going to continue to do this. So it's not like you're just, you know, just putting out the next kind of thing. And, you know, just a couple of examples that I have real quick that, you know, now that I've seen the end of this game and have more complete opinion, I have a problem with the ending. I have a problem with the merchants, and I have a problem with the, like, the focus supplement thing that they added to this one. And these all, the reasons I listen to these problems is because it goes on to, you know, reinforce what I'm saying about how they've lost their path.
Real quick, I want to agree with you. These boys and girls don't know how to finish a game. Like, they don't know how to end a game.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
The ending comes down to a combat-based boss battle. So, these Tomb Raider particular games, and, you know, all of them have kind of been more like, kind of like how Resident Evil used to exist, where the world was more of a puzzle. Like, it's not really built for you to run around and do whatever you need to and navigate through how you would. It's like, things are set up, placements, and, you know, to progress you have to do certain things. It's not about just walking forward. And consequently, this game doesn't have, like, the most robust combat system, sound, you know, reaction time, and answers to different type of combat situations when you actually have to get down and shoot, have a shootout, or fist fight with any of these NPCs that you have to fight. And to have it all come down to that, I just kind of personally felt like they're, you know, missing an opportunity. I feel like it should be like the other games, a puzzle that you solve to ultimately, like, you know, a puzzle boss.
Yeah, totally.
Not a Devil May Cry Destiny 2 like fight.
Yeah,
because that's not what these games are.
I know. Like, they don't have a good way to give you feedback if you're doing well in this boss fight or if you're doing really bad. You know, just things like that, to where, like, you've gone this whole game. I've played almost 100 hours and never encountered a boss. And all of a sudden it's like, well, what? What am I doing? You know, they really dropped the ball with that. And the story got kind of weird at the end, too.
Indeed. If you boil it down to a contemporary that it had this year, God of War, they're very, very similar. You know, God of War's ending made a lot more sense. Pay attention to how you're fighting, switch your polarities, switch your weapons. It's kind of like a cumulative test of what you've learned over the course of the game.
Right, yeah.
The ending, everything you've learned in Shadow of the Tomb Raider means nothing.
Yeah.
At the end.
I mean,
means nothing. There's no hero's journey. There's no path. You know, there's not even a shadow. I didn't even see a single shadow reference.
Really?
I mean, you are fighting.
There are no shadows.
You're fighting during
sunny
eclipse.
Everywhere.
That's kind of shadowy.
No, you're right. I'm just hot taking all over the place, man.
I mean, you're not totally wrong.
I came
wrong.
In dual wielding.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think there were some real, like, high parts, and, you know, one of those being, like, the actual technical piece of that game. You know, playing on a 1X, it's one of the prettiest games I've ever seen. Just, like, hands
down. Yeah. Oh, dude, totally. And that's what it's there for. Like, I don't care how easy the game is. Walk into the tomb. You were just talking about this. Do that pan where you show, like, this is what we made for you.
Yeah.
Look, and then this. We get through it, and we get through it. Look at everything. Hop here, climb there, whatever. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I'm playing it for.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of this game, I was so into the. I don't want to give away too many more spoilers. I know I've already spoiled a little bit, but like the ending areas of that, awesome looking.
Sure. Yeah.
Really scary. Really cool looking. Dug it. But again, just to pile on real quick, and I'll zip it up here as far as my opinions because I'm talking a ton. Just other things that trivialize this whole thing is just this the merchants thing where, you know, this game is supposed to be kind of a hero's journey where you're obtaining and upgrading weapons as you go and as you get stronger, defeated more strong foes that have better weapons, that kind of thing. Here it's just a merchant. I beat the game with a starting bow, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, not at all.
Didn't like that. Didn't like that, and that was because I didn't buy a better bow, so not in that. And also, finally, this focus supplement thing. Like, you know what I'm talking about when you make the concoctions and it slows things down or lets you see stuff?
Sure.
Like, I don't like this focus stuff anymore in most games. Like, it was cool in the days of bullet time, like Max Payne, Rockstar games. You know, nobody's seen that before, really.
Sure.
But, like, nowadays, I think it really throws off, like, the balance of a game and programming a game for a player, making your puzzles for a player when you have this feature, because you just kind of like you can make it as hard or as difficult or not care about your enemy placement because you always have this thing where you can the player can slow down time and just deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, like some
and
of
I
the
feel like that
I
takes
was,
away from the flow of it.
You,
pardon me?
You had that remedy to create like a healing supplement, you know, when you needed to heal, but by the time you craft one and use it, you've basically almost auto-healed anyways. So, like,
yeah.
I didn't really understand that. It kind of seemed like this thing that they wanted to use plants around you for some things, but you didn't really need them.
You couldn't even upgrade your storage capacity, so, like, you didn't need any of it, and then you didn't have room for it.
Hey, apparently you
for
didn't
the
talk
second
to
half
the right
of the
merchant,
game.
You know?
I didn't talk to any merchants. Didn't need to. Beat
See?
The game with the starter bow.
You can buy yourself a bigger pouch to hold all kinds of herbs, okay?
Didn't use any herbs. Well, Lara didn't.
Hello.
But
hello.
Hello. Am I right?
Am I right?
Still really enjoyed the game. It's kind of like a when can I have it vibe. Like, I say just don't spend $60 on this one or whatever your country's wherever you're listening, they're equivalent to full price for this game. Wait for it to be on sale.
It's a good sale game.
It
was a fun adventure.
Eagle, what do you say? Good or nah?
I liked it. I mean, I liked it a lot. I think it's a cool adventure. It was a fun, like, relaxing thing to get through. Wasn't too challenging. Didn't really ever get stuck anywhere. You know, you could crank up the difficulty if you wanted to be mean to yourself, but, you know.
But what would that really accomplish?
Nothing. But, hey, you guys play Dark Souls and love it, so I don't understand everybody, I guess.
But Dark Souls is made for that.
I know.
For cranking up, for fighting like that and cranking up the difficulty, even though there's no difficulty to crank. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's made for that. This game should be about jumping through platforms, figuring out what lever you have to pull, and being like, damn it, it's a water level.
How long can I hold my breath, and why am I sneaking around Piranha? That's weird.
Like, look at this new culture's artifacts and things that we've seen, and look at this celebration of their art and their sensibilities. Not, you know, shoot people with a bow and arrow in the head.
Gosh.
I don't know. Whatevs.
Eh.
Man, I sound really salty about this. It was still enjoyed it.
I would recommend it. Overall.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
There are definitely huge problems, but if you like the Tomb Raider games and want more of that, it's a solid one of those.
And wasn't Lara shot in the arm?
Oh, yeah. That went away.
It's... What?
No problem. Don't worry about it.
That goes away, but dude's arm stays bandaged the entire game.
Jonah!
This healing factor we've
you're thinking about it?
Is,
don't think about
there
it.
There's a secret. Okay, yeah. One, sore thumb up. My eyes are not bloodshot. I went to bed on time.
I got that 100%. My eyes are bloodshot, but I'll give it the same one sore thumb up.
Gotcha. Well, rants aside, what else did we spend some time with this week, boys?
So I played a game called The Gardens Between.
Oh.
You guys between familiar? What? You guys hip with this?
Not in the slightest. I looked up a couple just screenshots. It looks vibrant. I'll say it looks vibrant.
Vibrant's a good word. So this hit Game Pass. It was released a few months ago, I think. It's not, you know, too old of a game. But very creative. It's a small indie game from the Voxel Agents. And some really creative and unique things. It's a puzzle game / adventure game. The whole crux of the game is you control these two characters that are walking through these small little maps. And basically, you don't control the characters, you control time. So, like, you're either, you know, pushing time forward or turning back, you know, time backwards. And you're controlling, like, what happens. You know, like, for example, a waterfall will be going down, but if you reverse time, it will be going back up. So, like, that's how you deal with a lot of the puzzles. But I really liked it. Beat it in a few hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours total. Really cool, really creative.
Nice, man.
Yeah. I'd recommend it. If you got Game Pass, give it a shot if you like puzzles.
I saw in the activity feed you got time with one more game this week, yeah?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Thomas Was Alone. You guys familiar?
I've only heard of it.
Yeah, I remember. I think I remember when it came out. And I looked up some gameplay a little earlier. I didn't realize that there's like speech in this game, like text and like voiceover, right?
Yeah. So I was, you know, thinking it was a pretty straightforward platforming game, but it's got some pretty deep story elements to it as well.
Yeah. I did not expect this.
It reminded me of like Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy, you know, like
right
type of thing. But yeah, you play a series of little cubes, rectangles, shapes, and yeah, basically you're getting through these puzzles, and each shape moves differently. Some are faster than others, some jump higher than others, you know, some float, some don't. And so you're using them in harmony to, you know, get through levels. But the whole time you're doing that, you're getting these little morsels of story kind of read to you about, you know, these quote-unquote computer programs that you're controlling. It was kind of weird, and difficulty ramped up greatly, pretty quickly. But neat, creative. Nice. You know,
as I understand it, you brought us some achievements this week from Thomas Was Alone.
Yeah, so I felt like that'd be fair to do some overachievers on Thomas Was Alone.
Oh, totally.
So
I want to hear how many people played this.
Real quick, we were challenged this week in the Discord by a one Captain Buckeye to find a game / achievement that had been completed by 100% of players.
Ugh.
Anything come to mind?
Not at all. My mind was going everywhere, and I'm going to have to do some Googling on this one.
I feel to find that would be virtually impossible.
Yeah.
So, I gave it the old college try. I didn't want Captain Buckeye to stump me like that.
Yeah.
But I have to surrender to his ever-present wisdom. I can't find anything that's 100% completed. I looked and looked and researched and researched and couldn't find anything. So shout out to Captain Buckeye for stumping me cold.
Man, we're going to have to get a new host.
I know.
We're gonna have to develop a game, publish it, and then only us play it and get the achievements. And take it off the market.
I mean, boom, I was even looking at like mobile game phone ports that I know only like 3 people played and still couldn't find anything close.
Mighty number 9, dude. Mighty number 9.
Yeah.
Look no further. Sea of Thieves, my friend, Sea of Thieves.
Well, so we'll do a quick installment of Overachievers this week and take a look at Thomas Was Alone before we get out of here. So starting off with the most common achievement in the game, which is part of the problem, which is to bounce on Laura 100 times.
Oh, word?
Wait, these shapes have names?
Oh,
Laura.
Oh, boy, do they have names.
God. Wait, two things. No, wait, just one thing. Two things. This is the most... This is the highest percentage?
Yep.
Ooh. And it's 50%?
That's right.
Thomas really was alone on this one.
He was.
Got him.
Hey-o.
Well, he's got Laura, apparently.
Yeah, so part of the
Laura's
problem
up for it.
Got 50.04%. So, yeah. To give you an idea of what they're even talking about, Laura is a block that is bouncy. So you jump on top of her to bounce your blocks up higher to get to other places. So, I mean, you could literally get this achievement by jumping on top of her and then walking away and getting some dinner or something and coming back.
Yeah. How do you know Laura's a her?
I mean, I don't. I'm guessing. I'm that kind of guy.
It's 2018, dude. You shouldn't presume.
I'm sorry, Mr. Laura. Forgive me.
Mr. Laura.
It's okay, Eagle. I'm still subscribed and will tell a friend.
It's a family name.
I'm Laura.
So, moving on, we've got Experienced Jumper, which is to jump 1,600 times. So, in a platformer, not that hard.
Yeah,
true. Sitting at 44.75%.
Yeah, little sad about that.
A little
sad.
That's,
because, I mean, if in a game about jumping, you get an achievement to jump 1,600 times, it's at 44.75%. That's kind of like a real way to measure how many played this and how far they got.
Yeah. Like I said, within the first few levels, you can really tell if this is for you or not. It's like, oh, I don't want to do this. But it's weird. It's like nothing I've ever played before, for sure. So then we've got Huge Success, which is to die 100 times, which is at 41.86%. So, you know, you can see about 40% of people are playing this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's staying there. We started out rough, but we're not really declining that quickly.
Yeah, the 40% that liked it have stuck to it.
Yeah, that's about right. So then we've got Mr. Lonely, which is to find both achievement pickups in the level Spawn, which is at 39.42%. So
okay.
The achievement pickups are kind of like the collectibles, if you will, in a level. You know, it's you can see the exit is over here to the right, but there's this little collectible floating up above it, so you got to kind of figure out how to get it. In the later levels, they can get pretty tough. But starting out, they're real easy. So, yeah, that same dedicated 40% is going through it. So then we've got the achievement for Thomas Was Not Alone, contrary to the name of the game. And that is to finish the game, which is at 28.4%. So not bad.
Not bad?
Well, I mean, considering the 40% of people who actually played it, you know.
Yeah.
True.
But get out there.
I'll take it.
It's free. It's on Game Pass. Go get it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got the rarest of the rarest is the collection, which is to find all of the achievement pickups in the game, which is at 24.6%. So, I mean, for those...
So with the exception of a couple, you've probably gotten all the pickups if you've completed the game.
Yeah. We, like, it's pretty surprising to me at the, you know, people, the amount of people who started it to finish it to got all the pickups.
Yeah.
It's pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Like, I feel like that's like the lowest number we've started out with, and but like one of the highest of the rare achievements.
Yeah, I agree. And some of those were tough. You know, I wasn't able to get some of those pickups in the levels that I played. So, you know, good on you. Shout out to you, overachievers.
Nice.
Shout out to you, Eagle, for putting together this week's overachievers.
Thanks.
On Thomas Was Alone.
That was a weird one.
It is.
That was a very strange one. We are some strange ones, too. We are Edgy Stances. We'd love to bring you this show every single week. Find us at edgystances.com. Social media is at Edgy Stances. Please leave a comment. Please leave a rating / review. It really helps us with exposure. Remember to get in on the Discord server. An easy way to get there. I think we have a link on both of our social media pages, so it's really easy to get in there and chat with like-minded gamers and us. Those edgies are coming up soon. We're going to be dropping some categories for the chat room to vote on or argue over. And we'll be announcing those winners here in a couple of weeks. Again, we have Smash coming out this week. Video Game Awards. Catch them. Our cause. Show. Catch it. Just cause for. Catch
Wrap
it.
It up. Wrap it up. Yep. I want to play with Rico.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, while he's Ricoing out, where can we find you streaming, Eagle?
You can find me at Best Eagle Alive. I'm going to hope to get some Just Cause out there for the folks.
All right.
Make it happen, Captain.
Cool, I'll be watching
then.
What
about
you, Crow? You can find me on our Twitch, Edgy Stances, or in the Discord, any of our social media. I'm Mr. Duty Man on Xbox, The Elder Crow on PS4, Mr. Midnight on PC. If that's too much for you, as it is for me, again, any of the social medias or the Discord.
I'm Jacob. I'm Rattleboy Al. Join me. We can play some games together. I don't claim to be an expert, but I have a good time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Dash Internet Radio. Just throwing that out there, man. Mediocre healer at best. And I hope y'all have a great week. And remember to stay amber.
I do.
Have the best day you've ever had.